Welcome to the Sports Marketing Machine Podcast, the podcast to help those working in sports level up their marketing skill set so that you can sell more tickets and grow your fan base. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. Today, we are digging into the topic of texting. Texting on our phones have been around for many, many years. Over the last few years, it's become more of a worthwhile marketing tool for teams. Today, I'm going to dig into some pros and some cons of using texting to communicate with your fans and a few best practices. So whether you are using texting or considered it, this episode should get your creative juices flowing. But before we jump in, would you do me a favor? Hop on over to your favorite listening platform like Apple or Google and just leave me a positive rating and review. That will help move this podcast up so that more folks just like you trying to get more people to their games will know that this podcast is available and will help them sell more tickets. All right, appreciate you in advance. Let's talk about the pros of using texting to communicate with your fans. The number one pro of using texting to communicate with your fans is it's trackable. Oftentimes, marketing directors working in sports cannot back up their marketing activities with data that shows if they sold tickets or not. Essentially, they have no idea where their ticket sales are coming from. The top texting platforms have integrations to ticketing softwares, Fevo, or other ways to track ticket sales, making it clear for you to know the ROI of your marketing efforts and the money spent on texting. Number two pro, it's a great way to build engagement with your fans. I have noticed several teams use texting as a way to share with their fans the know before you go information. So they download their single game buyer list for that specific game and they send out a text message a few hours beforehand. What this does is it increases the fan experience. Fans now know what to expect when they arrive. And it increases the show-up rate for your fans. Some fans sometimes forget that they had tickets for the game, but now they are reminded about their game that night. So that's what some teams are doing. They're sending out that know before you go information. Some teams that I've also noticed included a discount of their merchandise and offer within the know before you go. So they do it on specific days where they know that they're low on merchandise sales. And it might be a 15% off or a 10% off or what have you. But this is a great way to get you some additional merchandise sales that game. So if you notice that you have games on a Wednesday and you're not selling a lot of merchandise, send out the know before you go to all of your single game ticket buyers and include a discount. You're actually going to increase your merchandise sales that game. So that's one great tip that I've seen that fans have been able to build engagement with their fans through texting. Number three pro of texting is better metrics. You see, you and I, we're tied to our phones all day long. So when a text message comes in, most of the time we see it right away. Oftentimes we'll open it after a few moments or right then and there and we'll respond to it. You think about that type of engagement. When you're sending something like that, a fan will be able to respond, click into it that quickly. That tells us we're on to something because we as consumers are conditioned to answer text messages. So it is a great way for you to be able to get a message out to your fans that they will be able to know yes or no pretty quickly if they're interested into it. So it actually gives you some better metrics than actually email, truth be told, because oftentimes people don't check their emails as frequently as they do their texting. Pro for texting number four, much like email marketing, you have the ability to segment audiences. Segmenting with your texting is a great way to target your specific message to a specific audience based on a variety of different ideas. So let me give you an example. Several universities that I've noticed use texting to email to send a message to their floor seat season ticket holders. These are the folks that sit on the floor of what to expect from the game, from food and beverage service to maybe insider information, but they include it in there as a perk, as a benefit to those floor seat holders, and that's a great way for them to be able to have engagement with them and have correspondence back and forth. Meanwhile, a lot of teams do the email, whereas texting allows that person who sits on the floor to say, yep, I want this, I don't want that, and it's a better relationship with the person who's managing the floor seats rather than the folks just emailing them and they find the information that way. So it's actually really good if you have an exclusive subset of your fans that you can communicate frequently about specific things. So in that university example of the floor seats, that is a marvelous way you can text people. Number five pro for two-way communication. Just like I kind of mentioned on the last tip here, but your fans have questions about tickets, promotions, what they can and can't bring to a game. Texting allows them the ability to ask questions without picking up the phone and calling your office, which oftentimes people don't want to call the office as often as they used to. Now they want to text. If you have chat feature, that's how they want to ask their questions on your website or just through texting in general. That gives them a way to have a two-way communication without actually talking on the phone. So I really like it for that. And then number six is it meets fans where they want to be. You see, online ticket purchasing isn't going away. In fact, it's going to continue to grow for teams. The ability for fans to receive a text, buy through a link quickly on their terms, makes the ticket buying process very simple and easy for fans, and it will lead to a higher conversion rate. So lots of different pros. We talked about it being trackable, great way to build engagement. You get better metrics, quicker metrics. You have the ability to segment audiences. It's two-way communication, and it meets fans where they want to be. Now on the con side, number one con for not adding texting. As a former marketing director, the last thing I need is another software on my plate. I was a former marketing director for 21 years, and I can tell you, I'm speaking your language when I say we are spread very thin. We've got a lot going on. Last thing I need is another thing added to the plate. This is going to create more of a headache. I understand. I get it. So if you're hesitant about adding more to the plate of your marketing director, who also runs your in-game entertainment and maybe is also your community relations director, I'd potentially have a conversation about this with them. Or if you are the marketing director, communications person, community relations, game entertainment, how would you think about using texting? Define your strategy. But that's a definite con that you're going to have to take a hard, long look in the mirror saying, hey, is this worth my time? Do I really want to do this? If I do, I want to go full force right into it. If not, like, hey, I'm going to pass on it for now. Number two con, limited messaging space. Though most platforms allow you to create long messages, teams can get a little carried away with messaging, with big old blocks of text sharing all the details of the game. Text messaging is short and punchy. Just look at the text messages that you have with your friends. The same exact messaging it should be from you as the team. Short and punchy. You've only got a limited messaging space. And oftentimes, we've got a lot to say. We always do. We're marketing directors. And number three, cost. This is a con here. The cost of text messaging is relatively affordable depending on the volume of the text messages that you send. So if you're going to send a lot, it's going to actually drive up. It might be $5,000-$7,000 for the year if you're going to send a lot or collect a lot of phone numbers for text messaging. So if you don't have a big budget, maybe this isn't the right fit for you for now as you build to that point to be able to have a bigger budget. But the costs is definitely a con as it relates to texting. It can be depending on the size of the list. All right, two tips for you to be able to use it. I've shared a couple different examples about how teams are using texting to communicate with their fans. Let me give you two more. Use texting to communicate with your fans who don't open your emails. So more than likely, you've got an open rate somewhere between 25 and 35%. So go through your past single game buyer list, and you take a look at the group of people who didn't open your email, the last six emails that you've sent about two single game buyers. So you've taken a look, last six emails, single game buyers, take all of them and take all those phone numbers and put it into a segmented text message list. You're actually going to convert pretty well because these folks are not engaging with your email. They're not even opening your email. So you've got that list, you put them in texting, they're going to convert from there because maybe that's the way that they want to be able to have a communication with you to understand what promotions are and some of the insider information. But that's a great tip right out of the gate. If I was to do texting today, that's the first thing I would do is I would take my email list of folks who hadn't opened an email in the last six emails. I would add them to my text message list and send it out. Here's your another two tip. This is a good one here. Use it for post-game surveys to gain valuable insight from your fans. Surveys are becoming more and more consistent after games, specifically if you're in college sports. College football, when you only have a certain amount of games, I would use that to get the post-game surveys to gain some valuable insight from your fans. So once you get that, you can kind of take a look and see, hey, what took place during this game? What was something we need to make some adjustments to? What did we swing and miss on as it relates to the fan experience? All of those things. But just keep in mind, post-game surveys should be short. And you're only sending it to the people who attended that game. Overall, texting is a great way to communicate with your fans, sell more tickets, and grow your fan base. At the end of each episode, I give you a plan of action, the main takeaways from this episode. Here's the big three. Number one, define your strategy. If you plan on using texting, define your segments and strategies. Maybe if it's exclusive only discounts, and that's the only thing that you send text messages about, so this is your exclusive insider club, and they only get exclusive discounts because they're on this, do that. Or if you're segmenting by buyer types, like that floor seats messaging that I mentioned earlier, figure out whatever strategy you're going to go with. Make that decision before you start sending text messages. Before you even define your strategy, though, do some research on platforms. This is tip number two here. Do some research on platforms that work the best for your situation. You might not need the Cadillac version that integrates with ticketing software that you can do all these fancy things with. You might just need a simple option, and that might work just perfect for you. But think about your situation. Which text messaging software makes the most sense based on your budget and how you may use it? So that goes back to the defining your strategy. And the third piece, which is my big thing that I harp on, you as a marketing director should be able to know exactly where your ticket sales are coming from. If you have no idea where your ticket sales are coming from, that means that you're doing a lot of marketing activities and you honestly don't know what's working and what isn't. So tracking ticket sales from your texting should be a priority numero uno when you're out trying to market and use it to sell more tickets. You have to track ticket sales. All right, most sports teams, marketing directors, or even marketing departments have never undergone formal data training to learn how to read, interpret, and use their data to their advantage. But interpreting the data is essential to know how to manage your budget, where to market to, who to market to, and what's working and what isn't. If your data game is weak, your ticket sales will be too. If you need some help on that, reach out, head to sportsmarketingmachine.com, fill out a time to speak with me. I love to talk with you about how you can use your data to really understand what's happening, to manage your budget, where to market to, who to market to, and what's working and what isn't. Because your marketing should be easy and it should work. Until next time.